You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's hour number 3 of the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. We got Bobby Corella coming up in 17 minutes. Bobby's going to be on at 4:20 with you talking Mavs basketball. Here's Wolchuk with your daily football fix.
You think football is still fun?
Yes.
Sir.
Wrong side!
Left side!
Wrong side!
Left side!
I use these for acid indigestion.
So what are we going to use these for?
Intimidation.
You know I got to get my fix, man.
Well, 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 Michigan has fired their head coach, Sherrone Moore, for an inappropriate relationship as there was an investigation that found credible evidence that he was engaged in an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. Quote, "This conduct constitutes a clear violation of university policy, and UM maintains zero tolerance for such behavior," Athletic Director Ward Manuel said in a statement earlier today.
So that's with cause then, huh?
With cause means no money for you, Sherrone. Mm-hmm. Biff Poggi has been named the interim head coach for Michigan, who went 9-3 and is scheduled to play Texas in their bowl game. So, wow.
He just got caught.
He just got caught. I mean, we had Carter Freeman poke in here, and I mean, there's a lot of allegations about how intense this relationship might have been. Could there have been, you know, a child consumed in such?
Or conceived.
Conceived. Not consumed. Yeah. We're not eating
Hopefully
the children.
Not. We're not eating children. Yeah.
Oh, baby. The other white meat. Yeah, this is crazy. So now Michigan's going to be scrambling for a new head coach, and you've just had the coaching cycle go. So maybe Biff Poggi just ends up getting the gig there. I don't know. Or do they look at a Jimbo Fisher? Do they look at some of these other candidates? Sark, could he be interested in leaving Texas for Michigan? I don't think so. I think he'd stay at Texas in that situation. But this now opens up Michigan for a job as they're going to be looking for a head man. Sherrone Moore, 18-8 as the team's coach after he took over for Jim Harbaugh. Oh, Kalen DeBoer, Carter Freeman says. Maybe he was flirting with Penn State. Oh, Brian Broaddus, how crazy could this get if all of a sudden Alabama opens and Lane says, I'm going to do to you what I've done to all of my other schools, and I'm just going to say, bleep you, LSU.
I wouldn't
the
be
Bama
surprised.
Job's open. I'm taking it. Pete DeBoer, or Kalen DeBoer, says, I'm taking this Michigan
Pete
job.
DeBoer,
this is nuts.
Pete DeBoer was up, I think, for the L.A. Kings job. I think they were talking about him for that.
He's going to get a gig here really
yeah,
quick.
Something like that. I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if Lane Kiffin tried to leave. I think that's the job he's wanted all along, you know. And he got his way out of Mississippi. I'm sure he would try and get his way out of LSU if that Alabama job opened up. But I'm sure there's some kind of penalty or something that we'd have to he'd have to deal with there. But if the Alabama job came open, it would not surprise me one bit if he went for it. Just, and, you know, had a change of heart deal. We've seen coaches do that before, right?
Yeah, Belichick most famously.
Yeah.
It happens here and there.
Well, try and stop me. That's kind of what they say.
I guess I assume a lot of coaches have a little something extra going on. You know, you definitely don't want to be dipping your pen in the company ink and, you know, pulling like a Coach O or a...
This happens more than you think, by the way.
I bet it does. You just got to be winning. You can get caught with your pants down, just be winning at the time.
Well, that's what it kind of sounds like.
They might be looking for a reason to move on from him.
That's what I feel.
And they got their cause.
And here you go. Now we don't have to pay you money. One, this does violate our policies, so they're in the right here to go ahead and make this move. But, yeah, it was evident. I mean, Bryce Underwood, there's been a lot of stuff about him. Does he want to leave? People are frustrated with the way he's played. I know Carter and FanU, they talked about the games that Jerome Moore didn't coach. The offense seemed to be much more open. Maybe that wasn't a good fit with quarterback and head coach. And so now we'll see where they pivot to. But it's not great for Jerome Moore, who does have a wife and children as well, for this to now be out there and be made public.
A lot of coaches, and I'm not saying all of them, but a lot of these coaches think they're invisible. They really do. Like, they don't act like that. Nobody knows who the hell they are out there doing the things that they do. Oy, come on, man.
Crazy. Absolutely wild. So now Sherrone Moore out at Michigan. And where do the Wolverines, the fighting Derek Hollins, go from
does
here?
Does Mentor get this job, maybe? The young guy from
maybe.
Jesse Mentor go
you
back?
Know what?
Or is he part of the Connor Stallions problems?
He was probably there during that, but I don't know that he was ever a person that they – that was named.
How about the Michigan coaching staff, though, at Harbaugh? Think about that. He had that guy on staff. Okay, he had Connor Stallions, and then he had the guy who was, like, tapping into to ladies on campus. Oh, he was on the computers. He was tapping in on that. Boy, Miami's got a peach of a staff here, man.
Woo. Absolutely nuts what's going down. Nick Saban going back home to Michigan, says the 214. I know the consuming the children thing. That's the Tolos aren't ever.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the kids.
The kids are being eaten.
The Wolverines are eating their Wolverines.
This is just crazy what's going on right now. Okay, let's pivot from college. Let's get back to the National Football League. Brian, you and I made our Hard Knocks debut, I was alerted to last night.
Yeah, I heard that I said that the playoffs were over.
Yeah. Yeah, I said I hurt. They hurt their chances tonight. They just used a little cut from both of us in the post game show.
Great,
but I enjoyed it overall. You had a very animated Brian Schottenheimer. Here's a couple highlights from Shoddy. Let's start with cut two here, Jacob. Shoddy getting this team ready for December football.
Never lose sight of the magic of this football team. Okay, it's about our competitive spirit, but really it's about that, the love for one another. Now, let's talk about this, okay? December football is the best because the good teams become what? Great teams. Some teams start to do what in December? They change. Oh, it's December football. That. We play free.
Gosh, I loved it.
So we're 0-1 in December football.
We're 0-1 in December football,
that's
yes.
That's not a good start.
Okay, so here is Shoddy after the loss, after falling to 0-1 in December football.
Right. Hey, look, hey, in this league, man, you have to take the bad and the good. Right? And I think when we watch this film, guys, I don't think that we did a very good job with it. I know we're -3, right? Again, gave up a bunch of sacks, didn't get home a lot. We have to learn to beat a good football team in their house. Everybody feel me on that?
Yes, sir.
Can we do that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we can. But we got to do it with the right formula. There's still a lot of football in it. Everybody wants to write us the off? Let them. We keep playing one game at a time.
One game at a time.
You know, he just said, believe you guys.
He did. He did. He told Brian to go F himself, which I've done many, many times, but I just don't make it public. And if Brian doesn't think they're going to make the playoffs, then F him. You know, that's what Shoddy's saying.
I am very hopeful that the Philadelphia Eagles completely fall apart and give you a chance to get in the playoffs.
I'm with you, man. I'm hopeful as well. But they put themselves in a position where they don't control their own destiny.
No, absolutely.
And that's their fault.
Yeah.
That is on them.
He's right about December football. And
he is.
It used to crush Tony Romo forever. Remember?
Oh, it was Romo-vember.
Yeah.
And then come December, all hell broke loose.
Right.
And this team was limping and leaking oil heading into the postseason. Yeah. But, he's absolutely right about the takeaways. And they're not hiding from the fact that they've struggled on the road. You've got to figure out a way to go on the road and win. And they have not been able to do that against quality opponents. Now, the Shiesty mask made an appearance. I think that was very, very popular. Shoddy Shiesty, as Dak was calling him in the clip on Hard Knocks last night. It's the George Pickens ski mask that he's now got everybody on the team basically repping.
I mean, now, how did this come together? Did he say, if he win, I'll wear it? Or
it was just during practice. They were outside. It was cold.
Yeah, he saw CD and Pick standing over there on the sidelines, and he walked over and said, I got to get me one of those masks. And then Dak gave him. Dak was wearing it, and then
Dak went over and handed it to him. Yeah. And he said, hey, put this on. And so he ended up putting it on. And I mean, you can see why the players love the guy. He's a very likable guy, very engaging, says the right things.
December football,
true
coach.
Leader of men. But let's, we're going to see about this December football
stuff. Let's get it done in December.
Yeah, let's get this happen. You were able to get some of the behind-the-scenes stuff on the CeeDee Lamb concussion, and it was gut-wrenching watching Zach Ertz. They really highlighted the return of Jaden Daniels for the Washington portion because it's Hard Knocks in season with the NFC East. Didn't get much Giants because they were on a bye. The Eagles falling apart was great. Apparently, they've already removed this get-well bunny, this feel-good bunny.
Yes. Yeah.
They just said, hey, we're taking this out of here because everyone was clowning on them. But the Zach Ertz stuff, you know, they're talking him up during the whole episode, and then he tears his ACL in the loss to Minnesota. And who knows? I mean, at his age, at this stage in his career, that could be done.
We're going to see him on TV next. He's going to be doing the fifth game for Fox.
Just a big bummer, man. Big bummer from him. All right, let's get to a hump day mock draft, shall we? You ready for this?
Go ahead.
Sounds good to me.
We got Field Yates. Field Yates, who, you know, whenever Field Yates pops back on TV, Dawson, I'm going to need you to give me your scouting report on his hair, because he's been growing this out.
Okay.
I think he looks a bit silly. It's a little bit like emo Spider-Man-esque with the dark, long hair. It's like almost shoulder length. When he had it short and slick back, wasn't bad, but it's a bit weird looking for Field, as he does good work when it comes to fantasy football and the draft. But projected trade. In this mock, he's got the Jets and the Giants in a little swaparooski. Right now, Giants have the number one pick. Jets say, we need a quarterback. We're coming up. They're going to send both of their first rounders, 7 and 18 right now, and a day two pick to the Giants to move up and select Fernando Mendoza, quarterback out of Indiana.
It's a good move.
Second overall pick, the Vegas Raiders. Dante Moore, quarterback out of Oregon. All the quarterbacks. Funnel the good talent. Funnel the players down here. Let's go. Cowboys wave and take all the QBs, baby. Push the Cowboys players down to them. Arvell Reese goes 3. That's a bit of a bummer. Arvell Reese, who I think could be the best edge in the draft. Also, tremendous off-ball linebacker if you want to play him there. Maybe him and Downs right there are neck and neck, best overall players in the class for me. Another Buckeye, Carnell Tate, goes to the Browns at 4. But the first tackle off the board in this, Brian, it's Francis I don't know how the hell to say this guy's name. I'm going to have to get a hyphenetic on this thing. Mugawa.
Yeah. Mauigawa?
It's M-A-U.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
IGOA.
It's like Maui Gala.
And I should have listened. Maui. I've tried to practice this, and I butcher it every time, and I can't stand myself right now. But he goes to the Saints, and they do need a left tackle.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why they're going on that side. We go down. Oh, David Bailey, by the way, goes 6 in this to the Commanders. That is high, high, high for David Bailey to go. We scroll down to the Cowboys pick. They're picking here at 15. Sonny Styles, linebacker at Ohio State.
Like that a lot.
Boy, it's amazing to watch the difference, because I just went and watched our buddy Dalton had the Indiana game.
Uh-huh.
So his ability to get off blocks from week one against Texas to now the Big Ten championship game against Indiana.
Absolutely.
His ability, he gets it because he would get engaged and he can't get off the linemen against Texas. But he's scraping off effortlessly and being able to kind of work and bend around blocks to make plays in the running game against Indiana. Obviously, a converted safety, played safety the first 2 years. But Sonny Styles at 15, I mean, he physically is everything you want. The size, the speed combo, can pick up crossers in the passing game. Sonny Styles would be a very, very good pick. I wonder if I'm ultimately going to have Anthony Hill Jr. as my top linebacker in this draft. But I'm going to do a deep dive on him tonight. Then you circle back, Cowboys taking Damon Wilson the second, the edge out of Mizzou at 28, who I have watched, and to me, I would probably compare him more to a DeMarcus Lawrence-esque player.
Sure.
Big body, can set the edge.
Transfer from Georgia.
Yes. And at Georgia, they used him as more of that stand-up outside linebacker.
Right.
Hand in the ground here at Mizzou. And I think he flashed more as a pass rusher in that stance at Georgia than what he did at Mizzou. But I will say, in the big games this year, in the top 10 teams Mizzou played, he really flourished. Field makes note of that. His 9 sacks with the Tigers nearly tripled his 3.5 sacks over the first 2 years. And he was really good against the better opponents that Mizzou was able to play this year. But I wouldn't mind that. Bottom of the first round, that's about where I've got him.
Yeah.
To take him there at pick 28 with the Packers.
Yeah, I kind of did. Have you watched Zion Young play?
Zion Young is definitely a better college player.
Sure.
I wonder if scouts are going to look at Damon and say that he's got the better NFL upside. But I think right now, today, Zion's better than Wilson is.
I wasn't high on Zion Young.
As
this one. I love Howell is my guy from Texas A&M. I know we've talked about him before. You talk about a guy with a stand-up, you know, be able to kind of play an outside linebacker, be able to put the hand on the ground, rush. I mean, I just felt like, to me, he was so much more disruptive than some of these other guys that we've been talking about here.
Yeah, he does.
I like Howell better than Parker, Falk, Young. And
I'm not a bit. T.J. Parker, to me.
I am not a fan of T.J. Parker.
Very scared of T.J. Parker. Yeah. You can see
he's from Clemson.
The flashes there, but all in all, some questions.
Falk is like a 6'5", 280 guy, and you're kind of like, where's the bend and where's the quick twitch?
But you can take on double team. I think 3-4 end for him.
That's what I thought so, too.
Yeah, I don't see a guy that's going to be a game breaker as an end, but. Yeah. Maybe you even kick him inside. I mean, I think there's ways that and he's so long, he does a great job of getting his hands in the way and passing
lanes
and knocking down
balls.
But no, he doesn't have the twitchiness that you want to kind of bend and take over as a pass rusher. Final thing here in the fix, Jaden Daniels officially ruled out. So it's Marcus Mariota against the Giants. We'll see if Daniels comes back and is able to play against the Eagles. Cowboys need him. Sirianni saying it's absolutely crazy to think about, ridiculous is the word that he used, to think about benching Jalen Hurts. They're not going to be doing that in Filthy. There's your fix.
Thank you, Woolchuck. It is the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan, and we're chatting with Bobby Corella, All City Dallas, about the Mavericks coming up next year. G-Bag Nation and The Fan.
Let's chat Trajan Wealth, though, shall we? And look, I've talked about Trajan Wealth for a while, but I'm a client, and let me tell you, they made retirement planning simple. No pressure, no confusing jargon, just clear, honest advice from fiduciaries who put your goals first. And I'm feeling way more confident, way more prepared, and honestly really relieved. So if you've ever wondered if your plan could be better, go and get in a second opinion like I did, like Eric did, from Trajan Wealth. That's T-R-A-J-A-N. The number to call, 469-579-3500. That's 469-579-3500. You can also visit them online at TrajanWealth.com. That's T-R-A-J-A-N-Wealth.com. They've got a variety of offices across the Metroplex. Frisco, that's my spot. Go in there, say what's up to Steve Shelby. They're also in Arlington, Southlake, Fort Worth, and McKinney. The simple truth is that there is more to retirement planning than simply calculating your expenses to maintain your lifestyle through this next stage of life. Trajan Wealth can help build a strategy based on realistic options that align with your goals and circumstances. So call them now, 469-579-3500. That's 469-579-3500. Advisory services through Trajan Wealth LLC, SEC Registered Investment Advisor, client paid advertisement. Additional disclosures at TrajanWealth.com.
Welcome back. It's the G-Back Nation. We're set to talk Mavs with Bobby Corella. It's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. Franklin Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Here he is from DLLS Mavericks, Bobby Corella, here on The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm dealing with a little bit of some sinus troubles right now, but at least as a Mavs guy and as someone that comes from a Michigan family, I can always turn to my trusty sports teams to cheer me right up.
That's right, Bobby. Appreciate the attitude. You sound good, by the way. No worse for wear.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
Hey, let me start with just the turnaround, the reversal of trend. Nimhard in here now and Anthony Davis back. Is this team is currently constructed like too good to tank with?
I don't know if they're too good to tank necessarily. I mean, they started behind the eight ball so much. Like, even if they play, let's get real optimistic and say they play the rest of the season at around a 50 win pace. That's definitely good enough to be in the play-in. I don't know if that's going to get you into the top six. And so they would still have to earn their way into the playoffs. And at that point, you're faced with the decision of, okay, is being the eight seed really worth, like, is getting swept by OKC really worth avoiding a lottery pick? So I guess there is a chance that they are too good to tank, but that's also assuming perfect health for AD the rest of the season and betting that, you know, what we've seen from Ryan Nimhard is real. I think some of it is certainly, but I mean, he's shooting above 50% from three. Like, some of these numbers will drop off eventually. But as it stands right now, I mean, yeah, the Mavs are certainly better than that bottom tier of teams in both the West and the East. And so at this rate, it will be tough for them to crack the top five.
How much?
In lottery odds, at least.
Yeah, yeah. And who knows, right? I mean, anywhere in the top eight or nine, I would take at this point. Just keep my fingers crossed for the best luck possible. How much and how soon, though, do you expect them to start pushing for a trade?
You know, trade season starts basically a week from today, so December 15th. So that's next week is when guys that signed contracts this summer can be traded. And really the only guy on the Mavs that would qualify for that would be D'Angelo Russell, who reportedly the Mavs are interested in dealing. But based on his body of work this season, I'm not sure how many suitors he'll have. You know, he's got a player option next year at around $6 million, which coming into the season was thought by many to be a bargain. Like, there's no shot that he's going to opt out of that deal. You know, he's going to make a lot of money this summer, but you know, he's not playing very well. And so I don't know if the team is going to want to sign up for that, but you know, the guys that are currently under contract, they can be traded at any time. Anthony Davis, Daniel Gafford, you know, Klay Thompson. Like, I just don't know that teams are going to be lining up to trade for Klay at any point, just because he's owed $17 million next season. You know, our own Mark Stein has said that teams around the league are monitoring Daniel Gafford. You know, there was a report the other day that Indiana could be interested, but the Pacers wouldn't be in that big of a rush because Tyrese Halliburton isn't coming back until next season. And then for Anthony Davis, he's played great since he's come back from injury, but that's only been like 5 or 6 games. And so I think teams want to see a sustained run of good play from him before they're willing to fork over the kind of assets the Mavs would want to make a trade. Can they pull that off in the next 7 or 8 weeks? I'm not entirely sure. So it is kind of weird. I mean, that's why I would have loved for this team to be healthy and full go on opening night, because then you have by now a month and a half of sample size, but the Mavs really have about 2 weeks of sample size. And that's just not a lot to deal with, whenever you're handling the kind of major decisions that they're facing with some of these guys.
So do you have a team, with all the rumors that are going around with AD and on DLL's Mavs, you guys were doing some mock trade ideas. Do you have a partner that ideally you think would be the best fit there for the Mavs to get the most return?
For the Mavs, yes. I think Atlanta, from the Mavs perspective, I think Atlanta could be good because either you're getting, some matching contracts, but the main key would be Kristaps Porzingis' expiring contract, which I know that's not gonna set any fans' pants on fire. Oh, an expiring contract, let's go. But that does help the Mavs avoid a lot of second apron and even first apron implications that make team building very tough. Plus, they could get some picks out of it and all that stuff. So that would work financially. The one that's a little more interesting that I'd be curious to hear your guys' thoughts on is, AD for Trae Young doesn't quite work straight up, but you add a couple $1 million on either side of the ledger, and all of a sudden it does work. And I would be curious to hear from you guys, would you want the Mavs to reunite with former lottery pick Trae Young in Dallas?
I'll pass, Bobby. I mean, my thoughts are like, I need great two-way players. I don't need anybody that's going to get hunted in playoff matchups. And I'm more down than I've ever been on smaller point guards. I just think they're a blinking red light. It's going to be really tough to win multiple playoff series with a guy like that out there on the court. And he's a bit of a volume scorer, a volume shooter that gets his points, not the most efficient guy. So I think I'd be all the way out on that, as much fun as it could be still to have him putting up 40-point games and stuff.
I agree. And especially, that's to say nothing of already having Kyrie under contract. You're building, at that point, you're building a house out of sub-6-foot guards, and that's just not ideal. I guess in that scenario, you're probably hoping that Trae plays well enough the rest of the season. Maybe Kyrie doesn't come back. Maybe he does. And then you retrade him in the offseason and hopefully get more back. But then you're just kicking the can down the road even more. I mean, it's really a tough choice. I mean, other teams that are reported to be interested, Chicago with Kobe White, I think a lot of Mavs fans would be on board with that. He's not as small a point guard as, someone like Trae. I mean, he's on the correct side of 6 feet. You're about to have to pay him a whole lot of money, though. Or Toronto, but the Raptors, you'd have to take back a lot of long-term deals. They don't have any expiring money, and I'm just not sure with the Mavs facing the financial crunch they're facing. Like, next season, they're already going to be a second apron team, almost regardless of what pick they have in the first round, and that means you can only sign guys to the minimum. That means your tax bill is enormous. That means you can't trade first-round picks. Like, there are a lot of bad things that come with being in the second apron, and that's, even if you're a good team, you don't want to be in the second apron. The Mavs are not projected to be a very good team next year, so they have to shed salary. It would just be a shame if basically the thing you traded Luka for just turns into expiring money less than a year later. Like, it'd just be, I don't believe in the sunk cost fallacy or whatever. I think you should cut bait if you need to, but that would just be so tough for a lot of Mavs fans to stomach.
Hey, Bobby, I wanted to ask you the way the front office now is kind of configured, and talking to some folks around the league and then within the team, it seems like to me that Jason Kidd is getting a lot more power within the group to do some of these things, and that ownership is leaning on him a little more. Is that something you're hearing, or do I need to get better sources?
I think that you're onto something there. Nico and Jay Kidd were kind of billed as a package deal. And it was convenient to say that because they had known each other for a long time and yada yada. But their first full offseason together was the 22-23 season. Someone, whether that was Nico or Mark Cuban or whoever, somebody in the Mavs front office made that Christian Wood trade. And Jay Kidd was never a fan of that. Jay Kidd very quickly benched JaVale McGee. J-Kidd very quickly gave up on Grant Williams. So, like, some of the moves that Nico made or others in the Mavs front office made, J-Kidd did not really respect on the court. And J-Kidd, similarly this year, has not played D'Angelo Russell hardly at all. So, you know, I really wonder how much input he had before. And so, to me, the fact that he's even in the room now, in my mind, as I understand it, represents a level of increasing influence. You know, I don't know how much more so than before, but I can kind of assume he didn't have a lot of say in previous moves, and that even goes all the way to the Luka trade. You know, there are a lot of Mavs fans that think that he was, like, super on board with that.
Yeah,
I don't think that's true. Maybe he was like, yeah, sure, do it. I'll try and make it work. But I believe that J-Kidd did not want that trade to be made.
No.
So, again, the fact that he's in the room right now does mean, or at least suggests, that he's getting a little more power and a little more sway than he had previously.
Bobby Corelli here with you on The Fan. What's the path to be excited about now with the future of Derek Lively? I mean, I guess his second contract isn't going to break the bank at this point.
Oh, man. I never wanted to have this conversation, dude. Like, I'm such a Derek Lively believer. He is so good. And I, you know, the shame of all this is that this was his, individually, this was his chance to show that he is not just like a Luka merchant big. You know, I think he has skills that fit alongside Luka. Obviously, we saw that. But I don't believe he has to play off a generational playmaker type in order to be productive. Offensively and then defensively, he just has incredible potential and already present day skill. And, you know, it was a huge chance for him to make a lot of money this year. I think more concerning, you know, sure, you can sign him to maybe a bit of a sweetheart deal for his extension, but, you know, he and Cooper Flagg have been on the floor together for like, what, 5 minutes this season or something, you know, and your core, if you consider him to be part of the core, which I know a lot of Mavs fans don't anymore, but he is young. You know, when he was a lottery pick, if your core is Cooper Flagg, Derek Lively, AD, and Kyrie Irving moving forward, you got to do a whole lot of forecasting to figure out how they're going to play on the floor, because they have played a grand total of 0 minutes together, and they will not play together until next season on opening night at the earliest. So if this season is already lost as far as, you know, trying to contend for a top six spot and a run at the title, then what you want to do is gather as much data and information as possible about the players you have under control to see how they fit, you know, what works, what the strengths are, what the weaknesses are, and then respond accordingly in the summer. But they're going to be doing all of that blind with no information at all. And that's just, you know, it's really, really, really scary stuff, because you have a lot of big money decisions to make this summer, and you're going to be doing it without a whole lot of information.
Bobby, have you known, or did you see the Jake Fisher report about Giannis eyeing the Mavs back in 2020?
Oh, man. I feel like back then you and I were talking about it on the air. I mean, well, you were trying to get me to talk about it. And
sure.
At that point,
yeah, you couldn't due to the Mavs.com stuff.
Yeah, I mean, Adam Silver obviously is a big listener to the show, and yeah, I couldn't say that while he was tuned in. But I had a hunch. I'm not going to say that I had anyone, like, tell me that. You know, this is not a source thing, but it stands to reason. I mean, Giannis has given many interviews talking about how good Luka is, and, you know, he has said similar things about KP. Of course, at the time, KP was still on.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the Mavs. And that would have been such a seamless fit, man. I mean, KP spacing the floor for a Luka Giannis pick and roll would have been absolutely disgusting. The Mavs would have won. I mean, they would have been better than the Thunder are now with that trio. Like, that would have been so incredibly good. I know the league was terrified. And I think, you know, if anything, the fact that the Bucks turned around and traded away as much as they did to get Drew Holiday, that suggests to me that they had real concern about Giannis leaving. I mean, they paid a lot in terms of picks and players and all that stuff to get Drew in there. Now, it worked. They won a title, and it bought them another 5 or 6 years of Giannis, and maybe even more if he stays beyond this year. But I don't think that they go as all in as they did to get Drew that year if they didn't have real reason to believe that Giannis might have had wandering eyes. And if he was going to leave Milwaukee back then, there was not a better situation in the NBA to go than Dallas.
You think there's any chance that a move for him or another big name is possible, or are these all going to be with the idea of a long-term build?
For the Mavs or for, like,
yeah, for the Mavs.
To be honest, be traded. I don't think the Mavs can make a move for, like, a super big name. They just don't have a lot of picks, and really the only young players that they have of value are guys that you want to keep around. I mean, Coop, you definitely want to keep. Max Christie's been really intriguing. I think he's taken steps forward this year. Now, if he is the only thing that's standing in the way of you getting Giannis, then, yeah, I mean, Max, you got to do what you got to do. But I don't think that he has that kind of value around the league. And the same goes for Derek Lively. I mean, I think he's a good player, but no team is going to give you an all-star or all-NBA caliber player for a guy that's, you know, he's missed like 70% of the possible games in his career by the end of the year, you know. So it's really tough. I mean, they don't have a lot of ways to immediately upgrade this thing other than getting lucky in May on lottery night and, you know, getting A.J. DeBonta or Darren Peterson or Cam Boozer or any of these guys in the draft. I mean, it is a loaded, loaded lottery. So that's why myself and I think so many other Mavs fans and viewers and stuff just want them to maximize their chances on lottery night, because that could be your last real chance, at least for a couple years, to get Cooper real running mate and try and make a run at this thing.
Well, we'll drink to that, Bobby. Enjoy these next couple of nights, and we'll catch up with you real soon.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
Yeah, Bobby Corella. Mavs are back in action on Friday against the Nets. Shopping for future Cowboys, who's likely to become available that could patch this thing up for 2026. That's coming up next in the Nation. Thank you, Jacob Ray, and for Lucius Alexander today. Send L.A. some love on social. Let him know that he is missed. House flooded. And that can be an odyssey to recover from. That it can be tough. So you know, probably on the horn with insurance companies, and before too long, contractors, and oh boy,
that's a nightmare.
That is it. That is an absolute nightmare. I just got that through that one myself here over the last year or so, and I know it's no fun there for LA, and the length of time that it can take to get everything back in order is just incredible. Okay, shopping for future Cowboys. I have five players the Cowboys could use to fix their roster before we get to the draft. This is from CBS Sports with the headline: Trey Hendrickson landing spots. Where could the Bengals pass rusher end up as he faces a free agency? Now, this is looking forward to the offseason 2026 and an opportunity for the Cowboys to build a roster that leaves no doubt that it is the best in the NFC. And I think signs are heading in the direction, if you read the tea leaves on how the Cowboys have been moving since last March through this season, that they might have an appetite for doing something exactly like this. Okay, and according to the story, of course, as you know, the Cowboys checked in on the possibility of acquiring Hendrickson leading up to the deadline, but no deal came across. If the club had interest before, it very well could be interested in him again, and he is going to be a free agent. It won't cost any draft capital to bring him in. Hendrickson would help fill the shoes of Micah Parsons off the edge, continue to boost a Dallas defensive line that did bring in Quinnen Williams at the trade deadline. He is going to be 31 years old, I think, in March or April, and he is either the first, second, or third free agent on every free agent rankings list that you could bring up. Daniel Jones, George Pickens are the two players that are up there. I don't know where DJ's free agency is now, and you know, I think George Pickens deserves to be above Trey Hendrickson. But considering how bad the pass rush has been in your biggest failures of the year, if the Cowboys are serious about it, I think you go out there, you do one of those backloaded contracts to preserve some of your salary cap space. You bring them in and you say, you know what, 26 and 27, as Dak Prescott is 34 and 35 years old, these are going to be our go-for-it years. We're not going to be looking back on Dak's career like we did Tony Romo's and thinking, man, we really should have picked one of those years to really go all in for it. And yeah, I've been critical of the Cowboys and the way that they try to make the playoffs and make a run every year. I don't think that is sustainable. I don't think it's the proper way of looking at it. I think you have to be willing to ride the pendulum a little bit more. So make no mistake about it. I'm targeting 2028 or 2029 as a god-awful year for the Cowboys. It'll be perfect. You can cleanse the salary cap palette and maybe be in position to draft your next quarterback in the top five or top 10. So I think there's a lot of benefits to it, but it starts with a recognition that we really can't be serious about contending or competing in a bigger way next year if we can't fix this pass rush.
I'm with you. I mean, I think that obviously Donovan Ezra-Rock, who is a guy I'm excited about, and I think it's just going to continue to get better. But after that...
Can I ask you a question about Donovan Ezra-Rock, please? And I'll ask both of you this. I shouldn't just single you out there like that. Okay.
Single. Let's go.
All right. But I know you studied him last year at Boston College. It's interesting that he's become more of Tank Lawrence than he has become, say, DeMarcus Ware.
Yeah, the running game is without question the strength of his game right now.
He went from being a guy that you were thinking, I know I was thinking about is this, like the learning curve, pass rush guy, not going to be small, going to be able to. He's become a more, and I'm gonna, the word elite's not right, but he's become a.
He's a really good run defender.
Really good run. I didn't want to use the word really good. There's got to be other words to that. But there's
phenomenal, fantastic.
But he is played at a very, very, very high level as a run defender, and been okay as a pass rusher.
See,
is that fair?
I think that he's been better okay as a pass rusher than okay.
I was thinking by this time he would have probably had 7 or 8 sacks.
Yeah, the sack numbers haven't been there. I think some of that is more so of quarterbacks just getting the ball out, man. And I think the pressures have been there.
This is one of the worst teams in the league, by the way, when it comes to quick pressure. We talked about not quick pressure, but quick passing. I mean, it's
JJ?
No. The Cowboys. When the Cowboys have to deal with a quick passing game, they're one of the worst in the league.
Well, it makes sense.
So yeah, but Donovan Ezra-Rocku has not. I think when we had one of the, you know, when you're doing June radio and you're kind of like,
yeah, we thought he
okay, Broadus, what do you think of Donovan? Oh, he'll have 8.5 sacks. You know, you just throw it out there, and in actuality, he doesn't look like a guy that.
He can't beat the tackle yet. And it's part of the reason I think you need to look at Trey Hendrickson. Like, I like Ezra-Rocku as a starter. Maybe he'll become that 12, 14 sack a year player down the road.
I think he's still got it in him.
But, you know, your Clowney's probably going to be gone. I don't know if you'll want him back, but he's older and he's never been healthy.
Sam Williams probably gone.
Sam Williams is depth. Dante Fowler is depth. Like, it's a massive position in need. I would not be opposed at all to using the top pick on an edge if you want to do that in the draft. But going and getting Trey Hendrickson would allow you to keep your draft capital.
Yeah, I kind of felt like that Donovan Ezra-Rocku would be. He's been fine. Yes. But he's excelled as a run defender much more than I thought he was, because I thought he was going to excel as a pass rusher.
He was great in college as a run defender. I didn't think his size would so immediately translate.
Yeah.
Like, he's been incredible for his size.
Snap
he has.
To him, yeah.
He has.
Against the run, it's just, I mean, when the pass rush comes along, then you could say, hey, we got our number one QB Hunter. Right now, I think he'd be number two, and you really need to find a number one if you're going to make this whole thing come together next year. It's not only impacting your sacks, but it's impacting your takeaways as well. Okay, the other players on this list, I like Alante Taylor, cornerback with the Saints. Not maybe a household name or a star or a Pro Bowler, but a very solid corner. Maybe he could be like the Brandon Carr signing from years ago. Braden Smith, Colts tackle, been an above-average tackle. He's missed some games with injuries and never made a Pro Bowl, but he's one of the better right tackles in the game. He's questionable right now with a concussion and turns 30 in March. Quay Walker is going to be a free agent with the Packers. Not very good against the pass, but a very good tackler. They didn't want to pick up the fifth-year option on him, so they're kind of lukewarm, and maybe they're thinking that money's going to go to other players, but you probably get him without throwing around a lot of money, and it would help your run defense and your tackling significantly. So that's just a snapshot. You know, we're going to be talking a lot about the draft, but the free agency is first, coming up in early March. We want you to go to 105throughthefan.com/donate. We are working on restocking the shelves at the North Texas Food Bank for the holiday season over the next couple of days. So let's flex our fan muscle and help out some hungry people there. 105throughthefan.com/donate. And that'll go directly to the North Texas Food Bank and our friends over there. In addition to the finest coming up, old Chuck, what's in store?
Yeah, is Sherm reaching or preaching? And what's your Cowboys nightmare scenario? That's next.
You know how in football, timing is everything. You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.